He'll like come get in your face and you're like, oh, why? It smells like a shoe store.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, it's a geeky boners episode. We talk about some home improvement stuff, projects around the place, and banging people in video games.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Hey, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
Hello.
And Molly Glover.
Boing, 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 boing. That's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't guessed from the sound effect, guess what?
Uh-oh. Boner alert.
It's time for a Geeky Boners episode.
Thank goodness.
If you aren't familiar with the episode type, we talk about the nerdy things that have got us excited sexually.
Throbbing
right now.
Sexually throbbing.
Or completely asexually.
Engorged.
Yeah.
Asexually engorged. It happens.
It happens all the time.
I'm sure that asexual...
Engorgement
happens.
Sure. It absolutely happens.
Absolutely.
Tim?
Hi. Hi. How you doing, Nick?
What has you asexually engorged? Or sexually engorged?
I mean, it can be either one.
What is causing your engorgement?
I was going to say, don't make it asexual because mine isn't going to work otherwise.
Okay. So, whatever kind of engorgement we're talking about. So I don't know that I've talked about the fact that our house has been under construction for the last 6 months.
A bit.
I think we talked about it a little.
Maybe a little. But so we are getting close-ish to the end.
It's been like a year since they found
it. It was in August.
Okay.
It's been 9 months. Anyway, it's been a long time. And the basement is the part that's left. And we basically, because the basement was messed up anyway, we were like, screw it. We're just going to completely redo the basement.
Yeah,
sure.
The walls are now in and we're kind of figuring out how each of the rooms are going to look.
Is it going to be a finished basement?
It will be about 3/4 finished.
Oh, cool.
There's going to be a work room that isn't finished. But the
similar
laundry,
to how it was before.
Not at all.
Oh, wow.
Not at all. There's now five separate rooms, six separate rooms in the basement, including the bathroom, which is not being worked on at the moment. That's the only room that's not being worked on at the moment.
Is it the same bathroom or is the bathroom new?
Bathroom is the same.
Okay.
But it will be all new fixtures and everything.
Is my friend the Christmas tree in the tub still?
There's no tub.
Oh, no, my friend. His home.
The Christmas tree is on the porch.
He's at a farm up north.
Our porch is still filled with shit right now that we look like a hoarder house.
As opposed to...
Anyway, so that's not really my boner, the fact that we're getting close to done, but it relates to my boner because one of the things that's going to happen is we have a whole lot of new wall space in the basement.
Mm.
And something that we've been doing for a very long time, ever since the kids are little, is whenever we go on a trip somewhere and you know, visit a museum, visit a national park, whatever, we get a refrigerator magnet. And so we have... literally filled the refrigerator in our kitchen with magnets. And we have a full-size fridge and a full-size freezer, and the full-size freezer is completely full and the fridge is about half full. So
it's a giant ass fridge.
It is a fridge for a big family. It is not, you know what I mean? Like it's not like a,
it's a double.
Yeah. It's a family fridge.
Yeah. It's a big fucking fridge and it's full of fucking magnets and it's great. I mean, I literally will go and look at the fridge weekly and go, oh yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's not just for show. It is also a memory generator.
Do you do repeats? Like if you go to the same place again, do you get another magnet, just a different one?
Typically no, okay. But it depends on if there's a really kick-ass magnet.
My mom is also a magnet person, so she had very discerning taste when it came to getting a second magnet from the same place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, when you go to the Grand Canyon. They've got so many great magnets. Why not get one more?
Exactly.
That's all I'm exactly. saying. So anyway, so one of the things that we're looking at for the basement is getting like a big piece of metal to put on the wall in the basement so we can actually put a bunch of magnets down in the basement in the family room. Because right now what we have is right down at the base of the stairs is going to be a laundry room, and then there's going to be a big storage room, and then there's like a work room with the furnace and the water heater, and then there's sort of a family room which we're going to like put all the video games down there so that when people want to play video games they don't have to
monopolize the
main TV
and your whole living room.
And then we have an office. The office is basically the same space as it was before but completely redone. I'm also very excited because the office will have a bookcase door.
Oh, cool.
So it's to hide behind
have,
kind
it's
of like
have a hidden door to get
that's
into
really
the
cool.
office.
You, Tim, would you like a record? So basically, you're going to make one room a Faraday cage to some extent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to put like one wall of metal and put all our magnets
have
there.
Have you looked at ferrous paint additives?
No, so, but that could be fun.
Such things exist, right?
So you wouldn't have to have a piece of metal. You could just paint the wall.
Yeah, it's basically ultra fine iron filings that have been treated in some way to make them so they don't rust on your walls. You add it to paint. It works with latex and oil and acrylic paint. And
you can have a pretty wall and then also magnets.
That's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And I know if you're buying it to add to like 1 gallon of paint, it's kind of expensive. But if you're buying it for like 3 or 5 gallons of paint, all of a sudden it's a lot cheaper.
Hmm. Well, we have about 2 gallons of paint for that room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
I think that'd be really fun because then you can still see the wall color, or maybe even like you could paint a design. You could do all kinds of stuff with that. Then
yeah. We're still going through all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We like the biggest issue we have right now is that we sort of had the laundry room being where it was before, and so they put all the fixtures in for the washer and dryer.
Sure.
And then when they got all the walls put in, we were like, oh, the washer and dryer would be way better in this room.
Oh.
And would give us way more space in this other room. So now we're going to have to do the fixtures all over.
Oh, geez.
So that's exciting. But
like,
you know,
Tommy Lee in that show.
Oh, yeah.
And he made him move the bed.
I need the bed a foot
that
over
should
here.
Be cool. It'd be cool if the bed was over here.
But but anyway, so it's kind of, it's the fun possibilities of maybe making some more space on our fridge.
Oh, yeah.
For new magnets. But
for the
also
newer magnets, yeah.
Having other places to kind of enjoy those family experiences in the future. So that's my boner. It's all about iron on the wall.
And magnets. How do
and
they
magnets.
Work?
I'm trying to find.
I don't know.
I don't
just
know
don't
either.
Make any sense.
He said you put metal in paint, so
like
I guess
this.
Metal's involved.
It's just it's like a powder in a little tub, and you just dump it in and mix it up real good. Maybe take it back to the paint store and have them mix it for you, and you just paint like normal. You want to do this, you know, coats like you do with paint anyway to get it opaque and to make a nice base layer. I was going to do a project where I had paint, because you can paint circuits too, low voltage circuits with electrical conductive paint. So I was going to paint some circuit lines and then cover the ends with tape so they don't get painted over, then paint the rest over with magnetic paint so that you would have a circuit that went under your paint that you couldn't see, but then you could stick like a magnet a magnet battery and a magnet LED and it would light up on your wall. The plan never came to fruition, but I planned out the whole thing, and that magnetic paint was a big
Uncle Fester magic.
Kind of, yeah.
That's awfully fun. Maybe I should do some of that too. No, that's probably more than we need to figure out right now.
Yeah.
But maybe putting the iron filings in the paint, that's kind of, I'm going to have to bring that up to Pat.
Yeah.
She might look at me and be like, no, that's not.
But like a big piece of metal is going to be hard to hang. That's the thing. You're going to have to, you'd have to, and sheet metal is expensive, and then you got to find.
It's so cold.
And then
in
you
the
gotta figure out where the studs are, make sure it's the right size.
It's not too hard to hang if you've got metal screws. But anyway, it's still that's actually a much more fun idea because it kind of makes it you can do almost anything, but put them anywhere.
Sheets of metal like that, if you're looking for one large piece, are substantially expensive. You'd be buying a bunch of smaller ones probably and putting them together.
Making like a tiled wall.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah, like
you can get like a metal pegboard almost.
Yeah, like frame, actually like putting them in frames. Yeah. So, there's like, okay, here's like a mat. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
putting them in frames would be fun.
Because
then you could put them in groups of years if you remember.
You could.
We did that for Molly's sister as a gift one year. We printed out like those old meme templates onto metal and then framed them and gave them to her with like magnetic poetry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
To make her own memes.
So she can make her own memes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, Molly.
Yeah.
I know what your boner is.
Yes, it's true.
But would you like to share your boner with the class?
I would. So we've talked about Baldur's Gate 3 on this podcast before. We did a whole episode on it. I'm going to just briefly touch on my personal experience because I finally got a computer that can run it. That is a personal computer. So therefore, I could actually install Baldur's Gate and play it. So I've been playing on Nick bought it. So I've been playing on that account, as it were, but my own
games.
Good old games, but my own game. And so I started from scratch, even though I had played a good bit with Nick. We played couch co-op. That was a very frustrating experience for me because it was on the Xbox, and the Xbox user interface is not great.
I wasn't nuts about the Xbox user interface. That's kind of why I dropped off playing.
It's a point-and-click game that really needs a mouse and keyboard for movement. It really does. And I am usually a console whore. Like, usually I'm like console uber allist. I want to use it. I know, I'm sorry, but like it is like my favorite inherent way to play a video game is with the Nintendo Switch or the Xbox, but this just didn't work for me and I couldn't figure out where we were going. And so because Nick and I are playing together, it felt like I was just following him and he was just like, we'll go this way, something's over here, I remember. And it's like, it doesn't feel the same. So I got to start my own game and it was very exciting. And I have it on the lowest possible level for combat and complexity because that's just how I like to play games. And it's been really fun. And the reason it's mostly my boner right now. So we took a 3-day weekend and Nick was recording for the Vilification Tennis Taskmaster show.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
On Saturday, all day this Saturday. And then on Sunday, we just basically did a couple other things, but had another pretty free day. And then we also both had yesterday off. And so I played Baldur's Gate for like 8 hours a day, all 3 days, and it was really great. And I got very far. So
I am in Act 3.
I am Act 3, but also I am romance. So Shadowheart is my girlfriend. We are girlfriends together, and we're I fucked Halson because out of nowhere he was like, he got the little exclamation point and I was like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, okay. And he's like, we should have sex. Basically, that's what happens. He's like, I think we should have sex. I'm like, okay, let me see if Shadowheart's cool with it. Turns out she is, like, super cool with it. So then I fuck Halston. And then just the other day, I'm playing some more and the devil girl is like, hey, P.S., we should have sex. And I'm like, well, let me just ask my girlfriend. And she's like, cool. I'm like, all right. So I'm waiting for that to happen, that stuff doesn't happen until you take a long rest. And I'm waiting because I'm playing the game.
It doesn't seem like a rest.
Right.
Okay.
I know. But like, it's what's so funny to me is I was talking about this game to someone who doesn't play it and who I work with, and she was like, is the point of the game to just be a horny slut? And it's like, so I was thinking about that, and
it can be.
That's the thing, is so I think there are some games out there where that definitely like is a draw, right? Because I was realizing I love that about Fable 2. I am canonically a slut in Fable 2. I have a girl and I have a wife in every town. My character is always a woman.
Babies
I have a wife
all over the place.
I have a wife in every town. I have babies in one place. I have one husband in Bowerstone and I make him take care of all the babies we make. I make babies with one man in Bowerstone in a big fancy house where I pay for everything. I come by like once a year. Otherwise, I've got wives in every other possible town you can have a wife in. And so like, I was thinking about that, and it's like it's kind of funny because it feels like, you know, people talk a lot. We have trans friends who would say they realized they were trans when they realized how every time they're given the opportunity to play the opposite gender in a video game, they did.
Right.
Right. Like, especially for, you know, people who are, you know, being raised male and are always playing girl characters because they like to see themselves being that girl. And it occurred to me because like, I have a reputation for being a huge slut, but I actually wasn't. I actually wasn't that big of a, I didn't sleep around or anything that much. It wasn't that, but in the game, I get to live out my slut life. And just like, cause there's no consequences. Not really. Not like there are in real life when you are sleeping around and you've got people's emotions at play and like your actual life and your actual body.
Especially since your girlfriend seems cool with it.
She seems so cool with it.
What possible consequences could there be for fucking a devil? Who knows?
Who knows? I'm sure it's fine. You know what? I bet I know what's going to happen. I bet that Will isn't going to be very happy about it, but I have a feeling no one else is going to care.
Will isn't happy. Who
cares?
Period.
Who cares about him? He's just at my camp. I don't even want to hang out with him. He's so boring.
He's a wet blanket.
Yeah, he is. And like, I was telling Nick, this is mostly for people who play are going to laugh, but like Nick came over. I'm like, oh yeah, I finally have Gale in my party because I need to do this thing with him. And I was like, he's actually all right. He's like, Gale's awesome. You haven't been playing with him this whole time? I'm like, no, his voice is annoying. And I just like, his voice is so annoying, I don't even want him in the party. So I think it's, what I love about Baldur's Gate 3 is that like, depending on how you approach it, not just, oh, I'm going to play good, oh, I'm going to play evil, or oh, I'm going to be this kind of D&D character. More like, how you feel about the companions you choose and who you play with and who you decide you can put up with or not can dramatically change the experience you have in this game. And like unlimited replayability.
Can you turn off Gale's voice?
No, he just talks the same way all the time.
It's Gale, so if he were like a real person in today's world, Gale would be the super like anime nerd weeb who actually learns Japanese and won't shut up about it. And you're like, oh man, he actually did the thing that weebs talk about, but like that doesn't make him more pleasant to be around. In fact, it makes him the opposite. So it's like, ah, you're so talented and dedicated and I can't stand you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a wizard. He's a good wizard. You don't fuck with magic much in that game.
I don't. I realized just yesterday as I was playing, I realized that my go-to move that I do probably 95% of the time is main hand attack, whether it's melee or ranged. I have so many scrolls of very powerful magic and I'm just hanging on to them, I guess. I don't know. Every now and then I'm like, I could use a scroll. I'm like, no, better not. Better save it. Like it's just, I'll hit this guy four times.
There are so many incredibly fun ways that the magic mechanically interacts with itself.
Yeah.
That you can do. Like the obvious one that I've mentioned to you is that the spell grease can be set on fire. Also, people slip and falling is hilarious.
Also, grease blobs that live in the sewer really don't like fire arrows. I found that out.
Oh boy. Oh boy, Molly. What have you done?
Are they not enemies? They didn't attack me. I just killed them right away.
You just murdered them.
I didn't want to deal with them. It looked like they were going to attack me, probably.
There are things like, clerics can do create water. And the bigger of a spell slot you use, the bigger the radius of water is. So if you cast it like a 7th level spell, you can like put out an entire area that's on fire. But also you soak the ground. And then if you cast electrical magic on someone in that area, you can fuck up a whole bunch of people at once.
That sounds like something for someone who's really good at the game to really like enjoy. And maybe not someone who's barely making it.
I'll be over here fucking this devil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nick, what's your boner about? Probably not fucking demons.
No.
Not this time.
My boner is also I'm torn between two boners.
Sounds like a song.
I think that's a book that friends of ours are reading.
Song. It's torn between two boners.
It's a romanticy book.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah.
All my boners. my boner is we are getting some work done in the house right now.
Oh.
As well.
More housework boners.
We had this neat thing, this home energy squad come out to our house. It's a free service, or it's a service that the city of Minneapolis will subsidize and pay for. It's normally like $100. I think other states in Minnesota, other cities in Minnesota do it as well from their website, I would assume. So they come out and they will replace any incandescent bulbs you have with LEDs. They will reseal and change the weather stripping on your doors.
They did a blow test to figure out where it needed it. Yeah.
And then they do a heat blower, a door blower test.
Yeah.
So they put a cloth.
Speaking of boners. Yeah,
they put a cloth cover over the door and they kind of heat it. And then they put like a big fan attached to it and they pressurize the house. And so they then walk through your whole house with a heat gun, taking pictures of your walls and windows and ceilings mm-hmm. to see where cold air is leaking in, looking for places where you know, might have damage or insulation needs or something like that, where you could seal things better, which is super neat. And it's all, and like they do all this stuff while they're there.
Right.
And then they make a list of projects that you could do that will pay for themselves in the next 5 years is kind of their goal. Mm-hmm. And so right off the bat, they're like, well, your water heater is 21 years old.
Mm.
And it doesn't look like the rod inside it has been changed maybe ever. And that's bad.
Yeah. I mean, that water heaters, 10 to 15 years that's is kind of their said. Life cycle. Yeah. So yeah. It's kind of amazing it was still working anyway. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say it was working well. But,
it was working pretty well. It was more of a like, yeah. Is it just going to die one day and now we have an right. emergency appointment?
Yeah. We had it repaired once and it didn't, yeah, whatever. And then they were like, oh, your attic needs insulation, which makes sense because that's where my office is. And I certainly feel that I need insulation in the summer and winter. And then they talked about our electrical panel. And, you know, how it's very crowded and bad.
It's the wrong size
and,
for this house.
And we need a bigger panel. And we should also jump up to a 200 amp connection to the house instead of 100. So today they came out and put in a tankless water heater.
Mm.
So we had people in the house all day and the dogs were freaking out. And Molly went into the office.
Because I also have to be in the office every day this week for a project, so it's great timing.
Yeah, and good timing at all. Yeah,
and then tomorrow they're going to come out and change our electrical panel and give us a new connection up to the grid,
which is also great timing because I have to be in the office all day. Yeah. You know, I might as well be gone on the day when we don't have electricity at the house.
And then there's stuff that's like, oh, you know, there's some urgency in doing this stuff now because there are a bunch of rebates attached to this that aren't going to be renewed next year, almost certainly.
Yeah.
Right? Like the federal government is not going to fund those programs.
What? Wouldn't they do that?
Better get them now.
Plus, let's have more efficient electricity when electricity is probably going to cost a lot more.
Yeah, it's true. if Minnesota, if we're going to bear the brunt of the tariffs on electricity for our northern Minnesotan friends that are going to get jacked up on that, they'll spread that hurt around to us too. So I'm sure. As well make everything more efficient. The insulation next, we don't have it on the books yet. And then it's just been kind of a crazy home improvement time for us for the last month.
This is a good time to do the insulation because I'm guessing the insulation companies are busier in the fall as you're getting closer to winter.
Right.
In the spring, it's not as urgent, so people aren't thinking about it as much.
Yeah.
So they're probably like, whoa, we'll come out for, we'll give you this discount or, you know.
The home energy squad people like hook you up with a person and they're like, here's how much we estimate it'll cost and all that too. So you're able to go to a vendor with an estimate and be like, this is what they think it'll cost. Is this about right? And then, yeah, we'll get the rebates on that shit. It's been pretty, I get really anxious whenever we spend money, large amounts of money on projects and stuff. It makes me real nervous, but also there's a lot of peace of mind that comes along with just like getting a bunch of this shit taken care of, making our house a little bit more efficient and better for the whatever the climate holds in the future.
Well, and planning for a day when they're doing this kind of stuff is better than, uh-oh.
Yeah. For
now
sure.
You have to come do it immediately. And also, we had a bunch of plans that are interrupted or who knows, right? And like, it's terrible timing. Yeah,
I know what that's like.
I know, that's what I was just saying. Like what Tim's going through, if it could have been a planned project, would have been far different. Like,
And when the electrician was out, they're like, you probably need to have your house rewired. It was the main floor makes sense, but the basement being finished and the attic being finished were done by someone who is, you know, very creative in their work, an enthusiastic amateur as well.
And then they told us it would be $40,000 to do that.
And so you're we didn't do that yet.
Yeah, we'll save that project for another day. Let's do this much cheaper option for now. And we'll talk again in the future, maybe.
We were sitting there and all of a sudden, and I didn't realize that the total was visible and Nick must have seen it because all of a sudden Nick's foot is like pressing on my foot under the table and I'm thinking like, what's wrong? And then I glance over, I'm like, kazoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I think I laughed out loud and went, oh no. And the guy goes like, yeah, I'm sorry. I know.
We're really lucky though. My brother is a dispatcher for a company that does HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. And so we get a little bit of a friends and family discount on stuff like that, which I like it's so fuck it's expensive projects for my taste, but you know, rebates coming with it, a little bit of a friends and family discount, good timing, and that sort of thing is making it a little bit more palatable. So it's able to be fun for me and not just anxious.
Yeah, I mean everything and the thing is that most of those projects you start and you're like, okay, it's going to be this much and I'm going to allow for this much extra that's going to come up because of stuff that we didn't know about. And then you're still wrong. You know, yeah. It's like looking at how much is it going to cost to move the washer and dryer. And it's going to, we spent an obnoxious amount of money because we were lucky enough to have the money to be able to do it.
Sure.
But still, you know, when you're like, well, it's probably going to cost, you know, $1,000 to move the washer and dryer, you know, and it's like, it's a drop in the bucket to what we spent, but it's still like,
Yeah.
You know? So
I think gas or is the
gas and the water, the gas and the water and the vent for the dryer. Sure. Have to be completely reinstalled.
Yeah.
And the holes going out have to be plugged or fixed or patched.
Yeah, the holes that were going out before were set up. I mean, they're plugged already. You know, if somebody in the future bought our house and wanted to put the washer and dryer where we were going to put them, they could because those connections will still be there, and they're safely capped and but easily usable for anybody who would want to.
It's good to have versatility.
So that doesn't go away. It just, we have to do it again, which is kind of obnoxious.
I was looking at the guy's work today when he was giving me a little tour of everything with the water heater, and it was really great to, like, the work is so tidy. It's also neat and clean. They did a really good job with the pipes and stuff that need to change for it and the new vent and all that jazz. Like, it looks... like, they did a good job. It's so tidy. There's so much more room back in our little utility closet with that thing mounted to the wall instead of the giant-ass tank.
Yeah, I mean, a tankless water heater, that's got to take up a lot less space.
Yeah, and less energy, and yeah. He said, like, I don't know, when they were talking about how much energy it consumes, it's natural gas still. He's like, if you put $1 into your tankless heater, you're getting like 60 cents worth of heating. If you put $1 worth of heating into your tankless, you're getting about 97 cents worth of heating.
Oh, the first one was that you said tankless for the first
one. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the old tank.
One. Yeah, the old tank.
So just in terms of like efficiency for the money, it's a lot better. It runs on demand rather than just, you know, keeping hot water hot and around. So it's great. I'm looking forward to Molly taking her first luxury bath to report on.
Yeah, that's going to be tonight. I'm looking forward because the bathtub is like the one place the hot water has been super iffy. Like sometimes, because I like it hot.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it comes out and you can get it's not a big tub. It's actually not even big enough for me to lay down in. Like I have to have either my knees up or my tits up.
And you're not huge.
No, I'm not. I'm 5'6". So like it's a small, like 1960s tub.
At least it's cast iron though.
That's nice. Yeah. So, but like, it's just to give you an idea. Cause I know some houses have really big bathtubs. So it's not that, but it would get like, sometimes I can get a full bath and it's blistering hot the whole time. Lovely. Can soak, really enjoy myself. But like every now and then. And I swear to God, the bathtub knows when I really need a bath. The bathtub knows and senses when I'm either really cold or really stiff or just really need that bath. Or just
like emotionally.
Really need it. And then the bathtub decides to give me blistering hot water for about 1 minute. And then it can't get warmer than water I would consider hot.
Right.
Like hot water in the sense that like you're washing your hands and you're like, that's nice hot water. Not even that would make a normal person go, ooh.
Right.
Not even that hot, let alone what I like to take a bath in, which I usually temp out at about 120. So like it is crazy.
Yeah, no, I like super hot showers. Like just a step below that hurts.
Yeah, yes.
Just if I can get it just like 1 degree below,
if I'm in the tub and I move and I go, ooh, ow, 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 because moving is too hot, that's the right temperature for me. And then eventually it cools down. Yeah.
They replaced the bathtub dial fixture, whatever, and the pipes around it and the cartridge and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So, because they said that was probably a contributing factor. So anyway,
they replaced my old awesome shower head that I could hang things off of with a tiny little wimpy one. Sad.
Poor shower head.
No one uses it. It's it doesn't even need to be there. We don't take showers up there. It just literally is just there. But
the bathtub is a death trap to stand in.
You can't stand in that tub. But so I used it as a hanger because it was nice to have a place to hang towels or clothes off of when you needed to. But now it's just like, wham. It's just like a little dick, not a strong erect shower head dick. Just a little soft hanging out dick.
These are our boners.
I brought it back.
Maybe not boners if we're talking about a shower head.
That's right.
Just a little guy.
That's right. A lot of home improvement.
I think he's
stuff.
As hard as he gets.
some magnet talk, some Baldur's Gate 3.
You know,
a good one.
It was a good one. Very
so a mix of boners, a healthy variety, a plethora.
You can get geeky about anything.
You can get geeky it's true. About anything.
Mm-hmm. We've been proving that with all these geeky boners over the years.
We will tell us what you're geeky about. Is there something that's not on our radar? What are you geeking out about? We want to know about it. If you want to throw us a couple bucks on Patreon to support the cause being us.
Hello, that's us.
Doing this.
The cause.
It just because that's the cause part. Why are we doing it? Just cause it's a podcast. Throw us $2. That'd be awesome. We'd appreciate it. Otherwise, we'll be back in the future with more geeky, godless fun. Bye.
Bye.
Your boners are both so expensive, but mine only cost $69.99.
Nice.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
Geeks without God.
Boners from the future.